The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue there was a man with an unclean spirit, the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet. Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, perhaps the least believed, or maybe it's better said, the least lived and understood teaching of our faith is the indwelling of the Holy Trinity when we are in a state of sanctifying grace. Or more particularly, that our Lord Jesus Christ, if we're in a state of grace, he lives in us. He abides in us. Whenever I think of that reality, I remember the words of St. Augustine when he says, "When we pray, we are at the right hand of our Heavenly Father in heaven because we are in Christ and he is in us." But what came to me today is, what does that mean about his authority for us? If he has absolute authority over all of heaven and earth, the underworld, the entire cosmos, and he lives in us, what does that mean for us? A year and a half ago, when that gentleman came to see me, and he said, I'm being spiritually attacked, and I started to say a simple, basic prayer, and he and his chair go flying across the room. And I just keep praying, and whatever was in him obeyed me. It was like our Lord was saying to me, "Do you realize who you are in Christ? Do you realize what happened on the day of your ordination?" And then many of you remember a few weeks ago when there was the gentleman in the vestibule, and he starts manifesting in our church, and especially as the celebration of Mass proceeded, above all at the point of consecration and the elevation of the Eucharist, when he starts growling loudly. And I just said, "In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to be silent." And he stopped. And that was it. A year and a half ago, I couldn't even have said that prayer because I would have gone, "Oh my gosh, God, what do I do?" But this church, it's under my governance in Christ. I am the pastor. I have authority here in Christ. And my brothers and sisters, I think he wants every single one of us to know the authority that we have in him. Over everything that is ours, over everything we oversee, I'm looking at the sisters, over your classroom, over your students, over the convent, over your homes, your businesses, your families, and the power of your prayers, the efficaciousness of them, because Jesus Christ lives in you. We ask our Lord today to reveal to us what that truly means, that we might live it.